This WBEZ podcast is supported by Chicago Humanities, presenting its Spring Festival in Evanston with Divergent author Veronica Roth, a discussion on Frida Kahlo's home and sanctuary, author Mary Beard, and Peter Sagal's Constitution Sessions. Tickets for these events and more conversations on arts, culture, and current affairs at chicagohumanities.org.
A Cook County judge today threw out 44 convictions tied to a corrupt Chicago police sergeant. It's the largest mass exoneration in the county's history. The convictions all stem from arrests by former Sergeant Ronald Watts and a crew he ran. Watts was accused of stealing money from drug dealers and framing people. He and an officer he supervised were arrested in 2012 and sent to federal prison, but it's taken another decade to unravel his corruption's impact. WBEZ's Chip Mitchell was in court today and is here now with the latest. And Chip, the 44 convictions thrown out today are on top of a lot of other cases that have already been reviewed. The math here is kind of stunning. How many people now have had cases thrown out?
Well, yeah, we've kept close track over the years. This morning's hearing lifted the number of exonerees in the Watts scandal to 172. Those are people. And the number of convictions vacated to 213, Melba.
And what kind of cases are we talking about here?
Well, all but one of these cases were drug felonies. They were all at Ida B. Wells. That's a former public housing complex on the south side. The sentences range from probation to years in prison. The very first exoneree is named Ben Baker. He did nearly a decade in prison before two separate Watts-related arrests were thrown out in 2016. Those exonerations led to all the others, including the ones today. After the hearing today, I spoke with one of the most recent exonerees. His name is Tyrone Fenton. He's 48, a car salesman, and he talked about his 2006 arrest.
Watts came into our neighborhood and terrorized our neighborhood, planting drugs on us. You can't get those years back from all the time that we did. I did 2 years in IDOC for the case, and now I'm out, you know, but it's still hard to put your family back together.
And like you said, Chip, that's one of the recent exonerees, Tyrone Fenton. A lot of these people are already out of prison, so it's not going to free them. But what is the impact of these convictions being tossed?
Well, the exonerees are all pursuing claims from the state. Those are basically automatic payments after they get declared innocent. Dozens of them so far have also filed lawsuits seeking damages from the city. So the price tag for taxpayers could ultimately be millions and millions of dollars, Melba. Now, Fenton and the other exonerees in court today also argued for the city of Chicago to fire remaining Watts associates that are still on the police payroll. We believe there are at least nine of them. And Fenton's attorney is calling for criminal charges against current and former officers with ties to Watts. Another point is one that State's Attorney Kim Fox made today, is that she sees these exonerations as an effort to restore trust in the criminal justice system. And Mella, that's no small point, especially when you consider Chicago's gun violence and the hard time Chicago detectives have getting information from the community to solve those crimes.
That's WBEZ's Chip Mitchell. He's a reporter on our criminal justice desk.